RadioRadio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted, hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase?
Say, you ever been at the Gaiety Burlesque, Jocko? Yeah? Well, and you seen me there. Artie Benter, Jocko, top banana. The guy with the putty nose and the flapdoodle shoes. I got him laying in the aisles, Jocko, every night because my routine is fresh, see? It's sock. It's pop.
It's witty.
Ticket to Scranton, please.
Upper or lower berth?
What's the difference in price?
Well, the upper is lower, see?
The upper is lower?
And the lower is higher.
But how can the lower be higher than the upper?
No, the lower is lower, but it's actually higher. I mean, the upper is lower than the lower, except the higher is lower. Now, if you take an upper, you get it lower, and if you take a lower, it comes out higher. Now, where did you want to go, lady?
Never mind. I'll walk.
Hey, you see what I mean? Up-to-date material. And with Sadie in there stooging, it's whammo. Sadie's actually a bumpsome grinder, but I broke her in to be a straight gal 6 months ago, and she worked out fine. Yeah, the trouble is, though, you see, I got serious over Sadie. I started missing my cues and forgetting my lines every time she walked on stage. And I knew I was falling in love. So I figured if I married Sadie, it might help. But she had different ideas.
Artie.
Hiya, Peaches.
Don't you know enough to knock when you come into a lady's dressing room?
Well, your door was open, baby. Hey, didn't we slay him tonight? Didn't we panic him? I could hear their vest buttons busting all over the house.
You're a sketch, Artie, so help me. I don't know how I keep from laughing my head off myself every night, even though I've been through the routine 200 times.
Well, Sadie, listen, you and me is a team. We can't miss. But we'll barf on a stage, baby. We can be barf in other ways, too.
We're gonna go through that routine again, Artie?
What's the matter? What you got against me, huh? You know I'm nuts about you, Sadie. All you got to do is say the word, and I'll get us a ring and a license.
No, Artie.
But why? You got another guy, maybe?
No.
Well, then what's wrong with me?
Artie, you swell, honest. You're socko, but hard to explain without hurting your feelings.
I can take it. Let me have it.
No, you wouldn't understand.
Oh, come on, baby. Tell it to Papa. Give me a break, at least. If there's something wrong, I'll have a chance to set it right.
You won't get sore?
Well, with you, Peaches. Oh, come on, Sadie. Why won't you marry me?
Because you're bald.
Bald?
You got no hair on your head. Oh, Artie, it's awful of me to say it, but it's so embarrassing. When I walk down the street with you, you look like my father. Having no hair makes you seem at least 20 years older.
You mean you're turning me down because I ain't got no hair?
I have to, Artie. I'm sorry. Oh, there's my cue. Aw, cheer up, Artie. Things ain't as bad as they seem. Maybe one day you'll meet another girl who likes Baldy.
Any other reason I could have handled. But grass don't grow in the desert, Jocko, and that's about the chance I had of getting new hair on my head. But a day or two later, my luck changed. I saw an ad in the paper. A certain Professor Schultz guaranteed to put hair on a pool ball, Jocko. Permanent hair. The miracle wizard of hirsute adornment, he called himself. But he looked more like an undersized pixie with a Van Dyke and glass.
So, you have come to the professor for hair on your head, yeah?
Can you really do it, mister?
Can I do it? Yes, if I can do it. Why do you think I put the ads in the newspapers, huh? You think I am a liar?
Yeah, but, well, what do you use?
First, what color do you like? What you was before the hair was disappeared, eh?
Well, I was sort of a blondie, Professor, with a curl here and there. And...
A blondie, eh? No. Huh? It's Nick Shane for you. How about we make it red? Or black, maybe? Wait, I have it. A lovely brown. Yeah?
You think it'll be becoming?
It will look absolutely perfect. Here we have a nice brown.
Hey, wait a minute. That's a toupee.
A toupee? Naturally.
No, but in your advertisement, you said you could grow me some hair.
This is just as good. You see, I have a new kind of glue, a permanent glue. Once I glue this toupee to your head, it will not come off. Oh, it will be like new hair. Oh, your girl will be crazy about you. Here, try it on. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Hey, that ain't bad, huh?
It makes you look altogether different, no?
Yeah, you're right, Professor. I don't look like myself anymore. Yeah, I look snappier, sharp. Hey, you sure you can glue this on for keeps?
Oh, you will see. You will not be able to pull it off with a team of horses.
And he was right, Jocko. 5 minutes after he put that toupee on, I couldn't yank it off without dislocating my skull. Hey, I had hair again. And this trip, Sadie had to say yes. I left the professor's and started to head for the theater. I was walking on air, Jocko, with my mind in the clouds. Yeah, maybe that was why I didn't notice I was being followed until I hit an empty street. He was a thin guy with a tight-fitting suit and a hat pulled down over his face. He had a hand in his pocket like a heister. And it looked like he was setting me up for the heist. I started to run, but he chased me. And when I hit the middle of the block, I turned into what I figured was another street. But I found myself in an alley, Jocko, a dead-end block. And 10 seconds later, he had me up against the wall with my tongue hanging out. Okay, take it easy, huh? I can't run no more.
I've been looking for you, Artie.
For me?
Yeah, I got your cut.
What cut?
Dixie says he'll pay off the rest of it later, Artie. And not to get sore. Here.
What's that?
$5,000. I'm glad I found you, Artie. I'll see you soon.
$5,000? Hey! But... Holy smoke. It is $5,000. In $1,000 bills. For no reason at all, Jocko. Get that. 5,000 clams he hands me and he runs away. Well, you could have beat my brains out with a feather duster. I'm still walking on my heels when I step into Sadie's dressing room just before the show. Hi, Sadie.
How's it, Artie?
I got a surprise.
Mm? What kind of surprise?
Don't you notice anything different?
Like what, for instance?
Like my head.
You bought a new hat, Artie?
New hat? Oh. Yeah, no wonder you didn't notice I forgot to take it off. Yeah, now look.
Artie,
hey.
Your scalp ain't glossy no more.
Yeah, I got a new head of hair.
A toupee, Artie?
Oh, it's better than a toupee. Hey, you can't yank it off. Go ahead, try to pull my hair out. Go ahead and try, Sadie.
But, Artie, it can't be real.
Well, it's just as good as real, ain't it? Makes me look different, don't it?
I'll say it does.
Yeah. More handsome, maybe, huh?
It makes you look like... Well, you remind me of somebody.
Oh, yeah, who, Peaches?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody I've seen somewhere.
Oh, listen, Sadie, something else happened to me today. You know, I still can't figure it out. I was walking along the street, see, when some tough-looking guy...
Oh, that's my cue, Artie. I'm due on stage.
Yeah, after the show, Sadie, just you and me, huh? We'll have a sandwich and cheesecake and spinnies and we'll talk it over, huh? And you ain't got no excuse now, Sadie. And I'm not taking no for an answer. You're gonna be Mrs. Artie Bender and co-star with me for life. Now, it was after 1 a.m. when we finished our cheesecake in Spinney's restaurant, and I was all set to pop the question once again. Oh, Sadie looked gorgeous sitting across the table with a hat with the purple cherries. And this trip, I figured she'd say the happy word to make us man and wife.
Oh, I can't get over you, Artie. How different you look.
Yeah, it's an improvement, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I must say I like you better this way.
So, what's the objection?
Objection to what?
I'm getting married now.
You sure are stubborn, ain't you?
Oh, you're the whipped cream on my shortcake, Sadie, and the lemon in my aid. Why, you... Hey, Artie. I looked up, and there was a guy I never even seen before standing by our table. He was built like a Wauhegan ferry boat, Jocko, with a jaw sticking out to here. And he talked like a mobster with an itch to pull a trigger. But I swear, Jocko, he looked at me with respect, like I was his boss.
I'm glad you showed, Artie. I got another cut.
You got another?
Here's 10 grand, Artie, to pay off for today. There'll be more tomorrow.
10 grand?
We're in, Artie. We're in solid. I'll see you.
Artie, who was that guy?
I don't know, Peaches.
But look at all the money he gave you.
Just can't figure.
Artie Bender, you're lying to me.
Peaches.
That man looked like a gangster. You're mixed up in something hot.
I swear I ain't done nothing to deserve...
And you expect me to marry you? Not a chance. Hair or no hair, I want a respectable guy.
Sadie, wait. Wait. Oh, Sadie. Can you figure it, Jocko? No. Could I figure it? Double no. 15 grand they pushed in my mitt. They even chased me around to hand it over. Yeah, I couldn't blame Sadie for thinking I was holding out. She was gone by the time I paid the check and reached the street, so I started walking back to my hotel room. Oh, I was feeling lower than a snake's arches by that time, wondering how I'd get Sadie back. And I didn't hear the guy behind me until I was halfway home. The thin guy again, the one with the tight-fitting suit. And he was hanging on my back like a leech. I started to run first, then I changed my mind. If he was going to hand out any more of that moolah, I was going to find out where it was coming from.
Hey, what? What's your hurry, Artie? Hey, you got me running like crazy. How come I got to chase after you all the time to hand you the dough?
Now, listen, mister.
Now, you better take it fast, Artie. The cops are sharp tonight, and we might be watched. Here's the 8 grand on Augie's take. He'll pay off the rest tomorrow.
$8,000 more he handed me, Jocko, all in $1,000 bills. That was 23,000 I collected, and I still didn't know where it was coming from. Half an hour later, I got the answer, but good when I walked into my room at the Tierra Hotel. Who are you?
You know who I am, creep.
Oh, yeah, the guy who gave me that dough and spinnies, huh? I guess there's been a little mistake.
Mistake is right, creep, and it's the last one you're making.
Hey, let go of my coat. Stop shaking me.
I'll shake you loose from your bridge work, you chiseler. I had to knock out a tooth for every buck you conned me for.
Con you? I didn't con you. You handed me the dough, didn't you? I didn't ask for it.
Where is it, creep?
In my pocket. Here it is.
Don't reach. Grab it myself.
It's $23,000 there, all told.
Shut up.
Hey, look, the least you might do is tell me what goes. Holy smoke, I don't dig why I've been picked to handle all that moolah, mister. What's it all about?
You really don't know, huh?
Would I be asking if I did?
No wonder I got hooked. A dead ringer, so help me. You look more like Artie Kane than he does himself.
Artie Kane? You mean a big-time bookie?
Racing broker to you, creep.
I look like him?
A spitting image.
Oh. Well, then you and that other fella, the guy who handed me the dough on the street, you must have mistaken me for Kane and give me some of his payoff.
Bright boy, ain't you?
Well, I'm glad we ironed it out, mister.
Where you going?
Out?
Stay put, comedian.
Well, you got your dough back, didn't you? What else do you want?
You.
Me?
You.
What for?
The boss wants you.
Kane?
Move.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I don't have to...
I said move.
Now, don't point that gun at my middle, mister. It ain't safe.
Now, we go out the door and down through the lobby. Just us two. A couple of pals, savvy? There's a car outside, a black sedan. We both get in. We take a ride.
Yeah, well, what does Kane want to see me for now that he's got his dope back?
Maybe he wants your autograph, comedian. Or maybe he wants to wrap you up in a cake of cement and chuck you in the sound.
I was shaking so much, Jocko, when I got in the car, I thought my knees would crack. Kane was big time, a tough tomato from way back. If he figured I'd been crossing him in some way, that cake of cement was just the beginning. I'd be top banana in the cemetery. Well, we drove through town to a big house on the east side, one of them millionaire mansions that up to now I only seen from the street. Turned out to be Kane's joint. And his partner shoved me upstairs to a drawing room and then pushed me inside. The boss himself was sitting in an easy chair smoking a big cigar. He was wearing a tux and a diamond ring as big as a peach pit on one of his fingers. But outside of that, I swear you couldn't tell the two of us apart.
Here he is, Artie.
Okay, Red. Blow.
Anything else, boss?
You got the dough back?
Yeah.
Put it on the desk and blow.
Right.
Listen, Mr. Kane.
I didn't believe it when they told me, but it's on the level. We look like twins, Artie.
Yeah, funny, ain't it?
A scream.
Yeah. I'll explain if you let me.
You'll explain about what?
The dough.
Forget the dough.
Huh?
Mistakes will happen, honey.
Hey, you mean you ain't mad?
Nah.
Oh, that gorilla who brought me here.
Red's got no manners. He's crude, that's what. Here, have a cigar.
Oh, thanks.
Turn around, honey.
Yeah. Like this?
Uh-huh. How much you weigh?
Oh, 170, maybe.
I weigh 175. Pretty close, huh?
Yeah, pretty close.
I feel for you, honey, like I feel for my own brother.
Yeah, how come?
We look like twins, don't we?
Is it sore about the money?
Sore? Why should I be sore?
Well, suppose it happens again. Suppose they mistake me for you once more.
So what?
Well, I'll turn the moolah back to you, Mr. Kane, so help me.
It's all right, Artie. It's all right. Yeah, just to show you there ain't no hard feelings, help yourself to a grand out of that dough you took by accident.
Grand?
Buy yourself some socks. Excuse me, Artie. Hello. Speaking. You got it? Good. All the way to Bombay. All right, wait there at the airport. Check. Now, where were we, Artie?
I was just leaving, Mr. Kane.
Oh, before you go, do me a favor, will you?
Sure.
Let me see the label inside your coat.
The label?
Yeah, that suit is terrific. I want to know who your tailor is.
My tailor? My tailor? Well, you see, I get my clothes.
Hey, material sharp. I got to get me one just like it sometime.
Oh, yeah.
You ring, boy?
Yeah, Red. Show Mr. Bender out. Make sure he leaves with a smile on his face.
There was something cockeyed about it, but I didn't know what. I thought the guy was going to croak me, but instead he treats me like a son. Yeah, and that grant he gave me. I didn't get the angle when I left the house, but 15 minutes later it hit me right between the eyes. I was inside a taxi on my way to Sadie's place. I was going to explain the whole business to her, and I was sure she'd understand. But as I'm rehearsing the speech I was going to make to Sadie, I suddenly notice a pair of headlights behind me through the cab window. And it comes to me that these lights have been following my cab ever since I got into it. I turned around to watch while I started to give the hacky crazy directions, making sudden turns and doubling back, but the car behind us stuck right on our tail. And then, all of a sudden, it started to pull up alongside us. There was two guys in the front, but my eyes were glued to the one in the back. The one with the Tommy gun in his mitts. Faster, driver, faster! He let go with the Tommy gun when he got alongside and the car roared by as my cab ran into a lamppost. The hacky wasn't hit, neither was I, but Citation itself never made a run for it the way we did. Sadie, let me in, huh? Come on, Sadie.
Artie. Oh, Artie, what happened? You look all in.
Yeah, let me sit down. Let me sit down till I catch my breath, huh?
Artie?
Yeah. There was three guys. Three guys in a black sedan. They went after me with a Tommy gun, Sadie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They tried to pump me full of holes. The cab smacked up about a block from here, and I made a run for it.
Artie, I got something to tell you.
Yeah, well, I got something to tell you, Sadie. You know why that hood handed me the dough? He thought that I was Artie Kane, the big-time bookie. I look just like him, Sadie.
I knew you reminded me of somebody else when I first saw you with that new toupee.
Yeah, I seen him, Peaches. Face to face, I seen him. We're like twins, I tell you. And he didn't even get sore. He treated me like I was... Hey, what's this?
What's what?
This wallet in my pocket. I carry a bill clip, not a wallet. Oh, Sadie, this wallet belongs to Artie Kane. Here, you see, it's got his cards and identification in it.
Well, how did you get it?
He must have slipped it into my pocket when he made believe he was admiring my suit. Oh, now it comes to me.
What?
He wants people to think I'm him. That guy with the gun, he was after Kane. Kane knew it. He knew it, and he figured I'd take the rap for him. Sure, he even slipped his wallet in my pocket so it'd be found on my body.
Oh, Artie.
Yeah, the call he got. That must have been about an air ticket. Yeah, to Bombay. Holy smoke, he's gone to Bombay. He's taking it on the lam and leaving me here to make like a stand-in for them torpedo slugs he's supposed to get.
Well, what are you going to do, Artie?
Do? I'll call the cops. That's what I'll do. They'll grab him at the airport. They'll send out an alarm.
But you can't, Artie.
Why can't I?
That's what I was going to tell you before. I read all about Artie Kane in the papers today. Look, they got his picture and everything.
Yeah, let me see. Gambler wanted by police.
The cops won't even give you a chance to explain, Artie. They'll slap you into jail, don't you see? If they get their hands on you...
Oh, everything happens to me. What am I going to do, Peaches?
If we could only get that hair piece off. You don't look anything like that bookie when you're bald.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, maybe I could get myself a crew cut, Peaches, huh?
No, that won't help. You gotta get it all off or nothing.
Yeah, clippers. Clippers. Suppose I got some clippers and made the toupee bald. How would that be, huh?
Could you do it?
Well, sure, why not?
But you gotta get to a barber shop, and there ain't one open this time of the night.
Oh. You got a scissors here, Sadie?
Yeah.
Well, let me have it, huh? I'll cut off all I can myself and then shave the rest.
Yeah, wait, Artie.
Yeah. Oh, and bring that mirror over here with you, huh?
Okay. Here, honey.
Yeah. Did you say honey, Peaches?
Yeah.
You mean you still like me?
Oh, Artie, I'm so sorry. It was all my fault. If I hadn't made such a fuss about you being bald, this never would have happened.
Yeah, but Sadie. Sadie, when I finally get this thing off my skull, then what?
I'll marry you anyway, Artie.
Yeah?
Here, start cutting.
Yeah. The love of Mike.
What's the matter?
His stuff won't even cut.
Your false hair?
He must have made it out of iron. The scissors won't cut through it.
Here, let me try it, Artie. Oh, gee, you're right.
Oh, it won't work, Sadie. I'll tear it off my head if it's the last thing I do.
Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, I almost tore my scalp off.
Boy, it stuck solid, Artie.
Oh, now what?
I don't know.
Oh. The professor.
Who?
The professor, the guy who sold me the toupee. If he put it on, he can get it off.
Could he do it?
Well, he better.
You're going out now, Artie?
Yeah, over to Schultz's house.
But suppose they're waiting for you in the street.
Well, I'll have to take that chance.
I'll go with you, Artie.
Oh, no, Peaches.
They won't be looking for a couple, just one guy, Artie.
No.
Don't tell me no. We'll go out through the back and we'll grab a cab. And, honey...
Yeah, baby.
I even think I liked you better with a shiny top.
The street was empty when we left, and we hustled over to the corner and hailed a cab. 5 minutes later, we were standing in front of Professor Schultz's door.
Sounds like rain, honey.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Why don't he answer?
Maybe he's asleep.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, remember me, Professor?
Yeah, sure. You are the gentleman who buys the toupee.
Yeah. This is my girlfriend. Look, I gotta see you for a minute.
Oh, come in.
Thanks.
Wait, I put on the light. So, you are satisfied with your new hair, Mr. Bender?
Too satisfied.
Huh? What is laws?
He wants to get rid of it.
Get rid of it? My toupee? You are not happy with mine hair?
Oh, the toupee is fine, Professor. It's fine, only... Well, you see, it's causing me quite a little embarrassment, and I want to take it off.
Oh,
what?
Oh, I see.
You know, you put it on so good, It won't budge when I yank on it.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, so. This a problem makes, Mr. Benta.
Huh?
What do you mean, a problem?
To put it on is easy. To take it off, I'm not so sure. I have never tried it, Mr. Benta.
But there must have been other guys who wanted to take theirs off. You gotta know a way.
Unfortunately, I have never sold my new hairpiece to anyone but you.
What?
You are my first customer.
Oh.
It's good, yeah?
Oh, yeah, too good.
Let me see. Yeah.
Oh, Professor, you must have something to dissolve the glue.
It is not glue I put on, Herr Benta. It is a new solution, one which I invent myself.
All right, then invent another solution to take it off.
This a problem makes.
You said that once.
Perhaps some acid. Sulfuric acid.
Sulfuric acid? What'll happen to my head?
This we will not know until we use it, yeah?
Why?
He's not sick. He can't put acid on your scalp.
That is all I can think of now. But in a week, perhaps...
A week? I can't wait a week. I gotta get this fuzz off right now.
I am sorry, Herr Benta. Very sorry, but...
Artie.
The door.
No, don't answer it, Professor.
Don't answer my doorbell. Why not?
Because I say so. Sadie, step back here. I'm gonna take a peek out that window curtain.
Oh, be careful, Artie. Yeah.
What is wrong?
Yeah, pipe down, both of you. Ooh. Oh, Sadie.
What, Artie?
Look.
There's a gorilla out there.
Yeah, he's holding a gun, Sadie.
A gun?
Yeah, look, is there another way out of here, Professor?
It is Zella, in the back.
Yeah, come on,
but
Sadie.
I...
And don't open that door, Professor. We went down to the cellar and found another door. It was raining cats and dogs when I poked my head out, and I thought that part of the street was empty. Down, Sadie! I pushed Sadie back inside and then made a run for it. I figured I'd draw his fire and at least give Sadie a chance to get away. But I didn't have much wind left and I let him catch up with me.
Hey, you.
No, don't shoot.
You see a guy come by here, a guy with a wild head of hair?
A guy? Yeah, sure. He went that way. He didn't recognize me. He didn't know. And he was out of sight before I found out why. A wild head of hair, he told me. But when I reached up and touched the top of my head, all I felt was my scalp, nice and shiny. Oh, so shiny. Just like it was before. The rain. It was the rain. It melted the glue and the hairpiece was gone. Yeah, it must have flopped off my head when I made a run for it. Well, that's the aunt, Jocko, believe it or not. The cops caught up with Artie Kane, finally. He's doing a stretch and stir. Oh, but that was over a year ago. Just after me and Sadie tied the knot. Hey, come on over one night to the Gaiety, Jocko, and catch our act, huh? Yeah, you'll get an evening full of yaks. Oh, and nobody chases me no more, see? And I'm free to walk the streets without some yokel using me for a target. Except that sometimes when I wear a hat, like now, I...
Artie.
Oh, no.
I got a take for you, Artie.
Oh, no, not again. Not more dough. Keep away from me. Keep away.
The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. In tonight's cast were Larry Haynes, Ann Thomas, Ralph Bell, Leon Janney, and Mandel Kramer. Next week, A Million in Cash provides the bait for two enterprising thieves who find themselves bankrupt before they have finished The Chase. The Chase was directed and transcribed by Dan Sutter.
Thursdays, enjoy the best of Groucho on NBC.